In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. As we continue our walk through the period of Pentecost, you probably have noticed by now that we are going through the book of Romans in our epistle reading. Contextually, Paul is expounding on the tension between the present freedom to be found in the good news of the gospel and the reality of the broken and falling world in which we live. In spite of our world being fundamentally broken by sin, destruction, and death, there is something inside of us that knows the world isn't supposed to be this way and longs for a world where things are the way they are made to be. We know that day is coming, but the waiting for that can be hard, even when life is going well. And then we all hit times when life doesn't go as planned. Whether it is the cup of coffee that spills while you are rushing out of the door, or the argument that got out of hand, or the doctors saying the words you don't want to hear, we all suffer. We all struggle. And when we suffer, it's so easy to draw inward, to turn away from folks around us. We share in the laughter, but so often when we cry alone. We probably all know how it feels to experience isolation from friends and family. And 2020 has really brought that upon us, willingly or not. Nevertheless, it seems at times that when people are struggling, often they pull back from those closest to them. We may not want to burden others, or we want to carry our own weight. So we ended up suffering in silence. But people know, of course. Everybody suffers. The trouble there is that when we are suffering, the people around us often really don't know what to say. So they may avoid talking to us or avoid the topic. We don't do well with acknowledging suffering in our culture. So often that awkwardness takes the form of ignoring the situation and pretending that there is nothing going on, which doesn't actually change anything. And so we begin to feel separated from friends and family. But that's nothing compared to how isolated we can feel from God. It is as if God was so very present in good times, but so absent in the bad. And there is truth there. Sometimes when we are hurting, we cry out to heaven and it seems as if there is no one home. And so we pull back. We begin to wonder if God is actually listening, or perhaps if He even exists. And if He does exist, why doesn't He fix all these things? Does He not hear us? Does He not care for us? We can end up feeling as if God has abandoned us, and as if we are alone, completely cut off from Him. It is in those sorts of moments that we come to our epistle reading this morning from Romans chapter 8. God knows we suffer. But when we suffer, we know that God has a way of working all things for the good. Of course, that doesn't make those things good. Great and terrible evil still happens in our world, and we don't want to confuse them with God's continuing renewal of His creation. But in the midst of darkness, light has dawned. In the midst of suffering, God works good. Indeed, in all these things, as the reading says, we are conquerors, more than conquerors. But let's be clear, this is not some victory in which we overcome suffering and it always stops and it never happens again. Scripture and history testify that there is and there will always be hardship and suffering in this life. We will face sickness, despair, and even death in the end. But in the end, we know that the last word hasn't yet been spoken. Sometimes things happen in life, and it's so tempting to think darkness has had the last word. I will be the first to admit it. Sometimes seems that way. The door gets slammed. Sorry, we've got to let you go. The test results are not good. The casket is lowered into the ground. There's no hope left. There's nothing left to say. No chance to say it. And we know the happy ending we were hoping for, even praying hard for, isn't coming. The story is over. Evil has had the last word. Sin has had the last word. Death has had the last word. Except that it's not over. The actual last word hasn't been spoken yet. But it belongs to a good and loving God who gave His life to redeem His creation. Goodbye is not the last word. Unemployment is not the last word. A serious illness is not the last word. Death is not the last word. There is a God in heaven who specializes in bringing light in the middle of great darkness, hope in the midst of despair, and life in the grip of death. The last word is His and His alone. It's a word of hope, a word of peace, a word of love. The last word is a word of love. That no matter what happens, God is there to care for us. That in the midst of suffering, God sent His Son to suffer alongside us, to die, to redeem us, and to rise, to justify us. Because of the cross of Christ, nothing can separate us from the love of God. Paul writes to the Romans that nothing, not trouble, not distress, not persecution, not famine, not nakedness, not danger, not sword can separate us from God. Not death, not life, not angels, not earthly rulers, not things happening now, not things that might happen in the future, not powers, not height, not depth, nothing in all creation, nothing can separate us from the love of God. So no matter how isolated you may feel this morning, you are not alone. You are not alone. God's love is a relentless love that goes beyond anything we can imagine. A love that destroys our sense of self-sufficiency and leaves us exposed and vulnerable. A sinful people without defense. A love that exposes a man whose sin is great, but whose Savior is still greater. A love that crashes into my darkness and scatters it with eternal light. A love that has conquered sin. A love that has conquered Satan. A love that has conquered death. A love bound up in water and word, in bread and wine, in body and blood. A love that reaches all the way to this place, to this moment. A love that looks you in the eye and proclaims without reservation, you are never, ever alone. You are never, ever alone. In His name, amen. The peace of God which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.